No, for once, I have one question for you. Who is it sleeping in a hammock in the camp? Huh? Ah, you stay dry? Huh? Is it good? It's great, no? Huh? Very good. What's your name? Svein, very good, Svein. You sleep there in that hammock. Huh? Very good. And this is your living room then. Huh? What could be better? Huh? Camping is okay as long as we stay dry, no? Isn't it? I know how it is to be in a tent and everything is leaking, no? I was one time camping all over Himalayas in the rainy season with the Indian tent, you can imagine. There was no hope to stay dry. And not only that, but no hope to dry the clothes either. Because all the time raining like this. Here it's just like one day and then nice. Just nice balance. Hopefully. Very good, Svein. Hmm? A little Sufi story. The fame of a certain lion had spread throughout the world. There was a man who was so amazed by hearing of this lion that he had to set out from far towards the area where the lion was. For many years he journeyed, enduring hardship and traveling many, many stages along the way, until one day he reached the jungle where the lion was. When, at the distance, he saw the lion, he stopped, froze. He couldn't move a single step more. You have come so far for the love of this lion, for this attraction to this lion, people said to him. And this lion has many special qualities. He does not harm anyone who approaches him. But they have to approach him bravely and lovingly, caressing him. Only if someone is afraid of him does the lion grow angry. He attacks those who appear to be holding evil opinions about him. You have traveled the whole year and come so close to this lion. Why have you stopped now? Just take a few more steps. He was totally frozen. He did not have the courage to take that one step toward the lion. He said, "All those other steps that I took were very easy. This one step I cannot take." What the master said about faith and trust was that one step forward into the lion's presence. That one step is very great and very, very rare. That is only for the intimate and elect few people. This is what a real step is. The rest are just footprints. Such a faith, such a trust, such a love comes only to those who have washed their hands of the past, of the ideas, of their egos. Such a ones are very few. Welcome to Satsang. Beloved Master, as long as I live, I will never forget the moment when you opened the doors of the kingdom of devotion, when you were telling us so lovingly the stories about the 16 Kamapa and your love and devotion for your master that you share with us. That time I realized that you were planting an immensely powerful seed inside me. And it was like recognizing that feeling, as if I remember it from a very remote past time. Yes, many people who come to satsang has a remembrance that they don't know about. they have to come to the right place to remember. Otherwise, most of the time, we just remember unnecessary things. We don't remember the essence. And that is what the Master is trying to reignite. We are not new. Now I feel the need to deeply root myself in that seed, to be more and more open, available, and sensitive to you. So please, beloved Master, could you tell us one more time your stories about devotion, inspiring us with your words and your love? Finally, once again, I would like to thank you and express my gratitude and love. You took me by the hand, and you are leading me into an unknown world of peace and serenity, such a deep calm and clear waters, where silence and music join together. But I squeeze your hand, and fear stopped me, hindering me to follow you deeper. Then, looking in your eyes, my own heart whispered to me, "Go with him." Only your own heart can tell you. And the heart knows where to go. The head is always confused. But as long as your heart is start working, then you have a true guide. No, the next thing that is needed is courage to listen to the heart. Because that will tell you other things than what you are trained for, what you think you should do. The heart is full of surprises, like life. Otherwise, fear will stop you. And that's why fear is stopping everybody. Because they don't have contact with their own heart. You mix the drop of your compassion into the sea of my fear. And this fear has now become trust. That is the secret alchemy. Look how much more powerful compassion, love, truth is than fear. Just one drop can transform the whole ocean. This is what you have to remember, Deepak. Sometimes I'm surprised to ask myself, what can I have done to deserve your gaze with all my heart, Deepak? We can talk about love and devotion and meditation from now to the end of time. But then we will at least need one more week, no? For that. I have a tight schedule here because so many letters. And the fear and the sleep is very deep. But it is something magical when after a long sleep you start waking up. It's very nice, no? Beloved one, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm such a sleepy jerk, haha, but luckily not so sleepy that you cannot wake me up. Wake up my heart, my being. You wake me up, beloved. It is so amazing what you are sharing with us, and I'm only just starting to see it. It just happened again, this mystery of you, the beloved dancing inside my own heart. It is so delicious, so fulfilling. Again, I have fallen in love. Or rather, I have risen in love with you. In deep gratitude and tears, your forever Vimal. It is quite amazing. I mean, what is a bigger miracle to transform a sleepy jerk into a drunk devotee? How is that possible? How did that happen? And not only falling, people want to fall in love, no? But then they fall and they break their noses, palm. But you rise in love. How is that possible? The whole thing is that you have to wake up. When you are sleepy, then you miss all the beauty, no? And that's the whole effort of the master, to wake up the sleepy ones, so you can see what is happening. You wake me up, beloved. It is so amazing what you are sharing with us. And I'm just only starting to see it. Yes. But you are seeing it. But it might take time. We are so used to being blind. Like they say, once I was blind, but now I can see. That's the miracle. Sleepy jerk, no? Very good. Don't hold on to the past. Rise. This is how it is. Beloved, I want to use this opportunity to thank you for all the feedbacks you have given me, that you actually take your time to do this for me, and I have felt so happy for it. And it has gone deeper and made me look at myself in new ways. Thank you, beloved. I love you. Jaitan. Yes. Because for the master, it is a drag to go on giving feedback, but what to do? That is his compassion. Because maybe it will go deeper. That one day, like I told you, wouldn't that be great when I don't need to give you feedback? But I have to give feedback till you don't need more feedback. There's no way around it. And then, on the other side, people are so afraid of feedback. The more sleepy you are, the less you want feedback. Because it's painful. Painful for who? Painful for the sleepy ego that wants to stay asleep. So you have to remind yourself again and again that this is the place to wake up. It's not the place to be asleep. But at least you are thanking me for actually taking your time to do this for me. Yes. And hopefully one day I don't need to. I almost forgot the jerk that has risen. Wap, Swami Vimal. Wah. Can you imagine? From the ashes to oh, like the phoenix. He sent me also a very nice song in his love letters. He has written me many love letters now. It's so sweet. So I will play it for you because it's the nicest Norwegian song I have heard. It must be from another sannyasin somewhere, I don't know.
Vanne floden om livet mitt. Jeg fylles av mildhet og fred når jeg vasser i sivet ditt. Og hver gang jeg våger å bade i det, blir jeg heil og ren. Og jeg kjenner et lindrende gyt gå gjennom marg og bein. Jeg lurer nå på hvorfor bader ikke mer i deg. Hvorfor når jeg kjenner det gode du gjør med meg. Det kan nesten virke som om et kjeller til livet i meg en plass. Kjærleike navnet og blikket blir klart ved det minste glass. Og hver gang jeg våger å drikke av deg, blir jeg heil og rein. Og jeg kjenner kan nesten virke som om et bøde
jeg vil trasse den motstand jeg har mot å ta imot det som er godt. Det er ikke lurt å gå rundt og se etter det som en alt har fått. Jeg lurer på hvorfor ble det ikke meg det? Hvorfor, hvorfor når jeg kjenner det gode du gjør med meg? Det kan nesten virke som om jeg prøver å unngå det. Og jeg feiler noe rett for nå.
Beloved Master, 3 days ago, I was triggered by something from the past and felt so desperate that again and again I fall into the well-known hole along the road. After a day of being out of the hole, a sadness was there because my longing to be love and free from myself is still not happening. What I see is that the comparing mind is blocking me from being happy in the here and now. It's only the mind that is in between. When the mind is gone or quiet, you are available for what is here. And here is always very nice in the moment. Can you find anything wrong with now? Only if you get involved with past or future or some worries that is not present now. Only then there is problem. What I see is that the comparing mind is blocking me from being happy in the here and now. Today during satsang, you said that you tell the same story so many times. Again and again, until it falls on fertile ground. Today it happened for me. What I see is that when old memories of wounds are touched, that wreck starts barking and relieving the old feelings. And then the second hole opens, that seeing and analyzing where the wound is located is another part of Rex the dog. It is very educated and clever part of the dog. But overall, a dog is a dog. I always believed that when I would know where the pain or comparing mind are rooted, that the power of this emotion and intellectual dogs would diminish. But don't be interested in diminish anything. Be interested only in dropping the whole load. Why go on pruning the tree? Cut it down with the roots and everything. That is what meditation should be. And believing anything is part of the mind. When you believe, you don't see. When I see, you see things as they are clearly. If you don't see clearly, then you believe. I believe in this and that. I believe in Jesus. I believe in Krishna. I believe in Buddha. I believe this. When you know, you know. When you see, you see. I don't believe if I walk there, I don't believe, maybe I manage to not hit into that tree. You see the tree, you go around. And now suddenly I heard you saying today, shut up thinking and analyzing. Stop Rex. Enough is enough. Be here now and keep quiet. Yes. I'm saying that all the time, Dorje. And that's how it is. Just one, you never know when suddenly, poof, that comes in and it hits the right spot. But just one drop can be enough to transform you because it hits the right spot. That drop of truth, of nectar, that really hit with your own experience. Not the belief, but your own experience. Then you know yourself, aha! And that's how truth is. It's a feeling of, aha! It's clear. There is no belief, there's no doubt. It just is. Beloved Master, thank you for being here. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for saying the same message again and again and again till it comes in. In deep gratitude, your slow sannyasin, Dorje. Just be Dorje. Enough now of analyzing, because this can only be the mind analyzing. Drop it. That old Rex, he will be at a bit at the loss for a while, but don't give in. Look, they say, oh my heart, stay with the pain. That is the remedy. Don't complain, no groaning. Just endure longing without any complaint. Stamp your foot upon your own desires. Train the dog of the ego. Let this be your sacrifice. In the clear mind, in the quiet, empty mind, there is nothing to analyze. It's just beingness. In the real, is no false. In the real, silent cave of your heart, there is nothing else than just that. The mind has many voices, many ideas, trying to figure it out, analyzing. Drop the whole package and go deeper into the depth, your own depth, into your own silence, into your own clarity. And rest there. Enough is enough. If you want something, you have to have a longing for it. You have to want it. And if the longing is deep enough, you will get it. If the intensity is there, if the courage is there, if you really feel enough is enough, if you are tired of running in circles, if you are really tired, that is not just some words. Then you stop. You don't ask how to stop, you just stop. Because you are tired. You want peace. You want to relax. And up till that moment, people start go on running. Wondering why they don't find peace. Because they're looking for so many other things. Like they say, God is the last thing on the laundry list. I have so many other things. It has to be first. Then you get quick results.
Amardas skulle.